There are all sorts of statistics about how much of our lives are taken up by mundane tasks. Did you know, for example, we spend 24 years asleep? We spend 169 hours queuing. But scientists have failed to investigate one modern activity which is taking up more and more of our time. And that activity is the hugely overdramatic pauses before the results are revealed on talent shows and reality shows. You know the score. Our host, let's call him Dermot O'Leary, holds aloft the envelope. The expectant crowd hushes, the bright lights dim, leaving the spotlight on Dermot. We hear the amplified sound of heartbeats. We are excited. This is it. We've been voting all evening and the results have been counted and verified. We are about to find out who is staying and who is going. And the person leaving tonight is... And you know exactly what happens next. The heartbeats get louder. The camera zooms in on each contestant in turn, biting their lips in nervous frustration, staring at the floor to contain the cauldron of emotions within. The heartbeats continue. The camera pans across again. Isolated voices in the crowd start shouting out, Maria, or Helen, or Antonio. The heartbeats continue. The camera goes tight on the faces of the contestants. The ice caps continue melting. In a far-off country, a leaf falls gently to the ground, and still the envelope is not opened. I have calculated that every man, woman and child spends 2 years and 7 months of their lives watching the pauses before the results are revealed. And it's getting longer and longer. We must, as a people, rise up and demand that each envelope is opened immediately. And this would give each one of us an extra 114 hours and 17 minutes of free time per year, thus increasing productivity and confidence. And now that it is still early in January, I am turning over a new leaf. From this moment forth, I will no longer be sitting around waiting endlessly for results. I will be using this time productively procrastinating by putting off much more important things I should be doing.